Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Healing Before Dylan's podcast. I'm your host, Constance. On last week's episode, we talked about the fact that I had heard something about you. I had heard that this isn't all you're ever going to be. If you didn't catch that episode, I suggest you going back and replaying it, because sometimes we need that reminder that sometimes there are good things being said about us and we don't always have to focus on the negative. This week, we're talking about the smallest seeds still grow. Okay, so last week, to recap on my week last week, there were a lot of different things happening at a fast rate, but these were seeds that I had planted so long ago that sometimes when you start seeing the fruit from seeds you planted 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or even 6 months ago, once you finally see the sprout, sometimes it takes forever to even see the sprout of a seed. And that's something that I want to discuss on today's podcast. They always say, all you have to have is the faith of a mustard seed. But I want to talk about when that mustard seed, when you're not seeing that sprout, how do you sit still and wait for it to grow? The problem is a lot of times that's exactly what we're doing. We're sitting still waiting for it to grow when you should still be working. You still have to go on. You can't just wait right there and watch the seed grow. That's what I really want to talk about today. And it's hard to plant a seed and leave the seed where it's at and continue to move forward and not worry about how fast it's growing or what's going on with the seed. All you're supposed to be doing is watering the seed. But the thing about it is you have to understand what the seed needs. Sometimes the seed doesn't need to be watered. It needs to be left alone. Sometimes it needs some sunlight. Sometimes it needs you to stop messing with it and digging it up. Because a lot of the times we'll stop what we're doing and we'll dig up the seed that we just planted. And in what way? When I say dig up the seed, sometimes I'll say it like this to you. Your self-sabotage is an example of digging up the seed. You'll speak life into a thing, or you'll start talking positively about the seed you've planted. And then on the back end, when it isn't growing as fast as you want it to, you'll dig it up with your words. You'll uproot it with your words. I'm going to give you an example. Sometimes I'm going to use a personal example. I felt like the Lord had told me to send a message to someone. And in the moment, instead of just being obedient, what I did was I said, that isn't going to change anything with them. I spoke to the seed before the seed ever had time to take root and grow and prosper. And if you're doing that, you have to be mindful that you're not uprooting the seed before you even get it good into the ground, before the roots can even try to connect to the seed. Don't self-sabotage with the seeds that you've been planting with your words. Sometimes you'll plant a good thing, and because you're speaking about it the wrong way, that's why it has yet to bloom. That's why it has yet to sprout. Don't self-sabotage on the seeds that you've been planting. Yeah, you need the faith, the small faith, but you also need to not sabotage the small things. Sometimes we can allow the way we talk or the way we think about a thing to sabotage it before it can even grow. Small opportunities, stop overlooking them. You have to stop overlooking the small opportunities or what the small things are meant to teach you. And always don't be looking for what you can get out of every situation. Like, not every opportunity is going to come with a pay. Not every good thing that you do will be seen by somebody, or you will be rewarded by the good things that you do. Because I'm going to tell you, I've done a lot of good things and I could do more good things. But the good things that I've done, sometimes you get tired of doing. Don't grow. What's the word? The word says don't grow weary in good doing. And sometimes you'll get tired of doing the good things because you're not seeing the reward or the harvest. But this is a reminder that the smallest seeds still grow. Don't always be looking what you can get out of something, because some of that is practice for where you're going to be. For instance, this podcast, I'll have people ask me stuff about a lot of the products or a lot of the words of encouragement that I put out. And they'll be like, well, you're not getting paid for that yet, or you're not this, or you're not that. It's practice. Not everything that you do is going to be like you're not going to get monetary value for every good thing that you do. But you don't know what that seed that you're planting is going to grow into later on. So that's why I'm telling you, remember that small opportunities, don't overlook your small opportunities, and don't get so caught up in what you're going to get out of everything. Learn how to continue to do good things just because you have good character, or because this is what you being obedient to what your assignment is. Don't get tired of being good in your assignments and showing up for your assignment. When I used to do this thing called Mindful Mondays, I had a message that was called Your Assigned Seat. And in your assigned seat in the classroom, when the teacher calls row, if you're not in that assigned seat, no one can say present or here or star or whatever you grew up saying when you was in the classroom. You feel me? No one can show up for you. No one can show up for your assigned seat. You have to show up for your assigned seat. And if you're not in that seat, you have to think of it as you aren't showing up for somebody who could potentially need you. It always get brought back to this message that was taught to me. And it was like, your crowd is waiting for you. I can't perform your role for you. And no one can perform your role like you. So always remember that. Show up for your assigned seat. And it doesn't have to be big to be significant. The small parts matter as well. The small parts matter just as the star. It wouldn't be a star without the small roles and without the small people. And that's why they always say there are no small roles. Because even the water girl that's at a football game or water boy is mandatory to that game. Because what would happen to the athletes if no water was present? What would happen to the athletes if no water was present? Every role that you play has significance. Even if you're not the star in the moment or what people perceive as a star. Don't get caught up in what's small, because it doesn't have to be big to be significant. Every role you play matters. The flames. I started to think about something like about a week ago, and it was about like the different fiery trials that I've experienced. And we would be on this podcast all night, all day, if I had to talk about the flames. But I want y'all to understand something. The flames will not consume you. Don't allow them to consume you. Don't give up when you start going through the fiery trials or you start being tested, because every time I start to produce or like create content, even it seems to me it's even more trials come my way of endurance and different things and different obstacles. But you got to know that the flames will not consume you, and you will walk through those fiery trials, and you will look as if you have never been burned. You will look as if you've never been burned. I've walked through the fire of many different trials, and I don't look like what I've been through. And that's what you got to understand about seeds. You don't know what that seed is going to look like when it grows, but when it grows, it's going to grow and it's going to sprout. People don't know it took you 2 years to water it. People might not know that you felt like you was in the darkness for a certain amount of time, and then next thing you knew, it was sunny for 5 years straight, no rain, just sunny days, and everything was all good. But you got to understand, with this walk and just with the journey of life, you're going to have good days, you're going to have dark days, you're going to experience a lot of different things. But the flames will not consume you. And you have to keep walking, keep growing, and don't overlook the small opportunities. Continue to have the faith of a mustard seed, because again, it doesn't have to be big to be significant. And I want you to understand that you're significant. Even the smallest blessings are going to take you to bigger blessings. Affirm that now. I am blessed in my coming and going. I am always in the right place at the right time. I always make it to my destination. Even when I'm growing slow, my roots are growing strong. Even when I'm growing slow, my roots are growing strong. The flames will not consume you. The smallest seeds still grow, y'all. The smallest seeds still grow. Keep growing. I thank y'all for listening to season 3, episode 15. The smallest seeds still grow. I am healing. And I am healing one individual at a time. And we're not focused on the numbers. But we are growing. Thank y'all. Have a good week.